here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, standing out in the field Monday evening with Dale Sorensen, who works for Monsanto, and they've been talking about their Field Scripts program that's been going on the past year. Dale, first of all, tell me a little bit what you do for Monsanto.
I work within the Integrated Farming Systems Group. I'm the field research lead within Monsanto, and that's really, we're kind of the bringing products through the pipeline eventually that, you know, you get to see the experience, talk to some of the growers here that were part of Groundbreakers. So my group is developing the science and all of the data to determine that we have a product that would come under the Field Scripts brand in the future to deliver to growers here in the U.S.
Well, let's talk about the Field Scripts brand. First of all, how many plots or farmers are utilizing, how many Groundbreakers and states are being utilized across the U.S.?
So in 2013, we had our Groundbreakers program for Field Scripts. We had about 150 growers, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota, those four states. And those 150 growers had 3 to 5 fields on average that they basically shared. Here's where that field is, and referred to as a field boundary. They shared prior years of yield history with us, and they also shared soil test results from those fields. And then we developed what we call our Field Scripts management zones, and then developed a variable rate seeding program to those yield zones within that field for the genetics that that the dealer and grower had chosen for that particular field.
Well, basically, summing up, Field Scripts is maximizing yields for producers and IDing the best seed for the best land area. Kind of expand on that and the best optimization for that.
Well, that's a great question and comment. That when you look at how we have managed in the past, we've talked about fields. We talk about the field, but we don't talk about all the things within the field. And that has a very large weight on what would the right hybrid be for that field. A lot of times we'd say, well, okay, this field's a 200 bushel average yield. But there were areas in the field that probably were only at 140 bushel an acre, and there were areas that were probably at 250. So I kind of describe it as starting to manage fields down to a sub-acre basis, or as we've been doing it here, down to 10 meter by 10 meter square grids as we start to do our analysis. And then our program is really about making sure that we understand what is the yield environments that occur within the field and which is kind of the largest percent of the acres that fall into a yield environment, because that's real key in selecting the genetics to that field. So a much more science-based approach than we've probably ever done within the industry up to this point in time. And then to start to manage that genetics down to, you know, growers have typically tried to find the best rate to seed an entire field to now we may be recommending within a field that part of the field is planted at only 28,000 and some parts of the field are planted at 38,000. It's still very close to what he originally planted. It is average of 33 or 34,000, but it's redistributing that population for the yield potential that particular farm field has.
So simply putting more where land is better and less where it's not. You talked about the genetic, briefly the genetic component, but environmental factors are come into play. So those things are no duds. Someone asked about weather and in the future of this. So is that something, the weather variables that can come into play with this system in the future?
Well, I think that and we're entering into this era that you hear every place talks about big data. And so the more things that you can gather and learn, you know, the more that you're going to eventually learn. And, you know, can we get better at predicting what Mother Nature might throw at us if there is that ability to start to be better predictors of weather than we are today? We should be able to start to manage that into a product like Field Scripts in the future and start to be able to be more aggressive or less aggressive as we make selections and how we manage those genetics long term.
Talked about the Groundbreakers that have been utilizing this product. What's the feedback? What have they said? Likes, dislikes? Yeah.
Well, I think the overall, I've been real thrilled with the things that I've heard back from growers. Now, you'd never do everything perfect. There's the aches and pains. We were trying to deliver wirelessly to the cab, and as we all know, wireless in the countryside, there can be some dead places. But the nice thing is that as those are some of the things, that's part of what Groundbreakers is about for us, is we start to find out some of these little things so that you can tell all the next growers that these are the things that you need to do to be successful around that. But I think if you talk to growers about the experience, and if you think about the average age of a grower still 57 or 58 yeah. years old, being able to make that seamless process and comfortable with technology in the cab. When you put an iPad in a 2020 and there's mm-hmm. lots of buttons, that can be frustrating for people. And we've tried, that's one of the compliments that we did get, and maybe you'll get to talk to a couple growers here, but ease of delivery was one of the big things for us, that it worked and it was simple for them to do. And that was one of our key goals, because there's just, everybody isn't comfortable with an iPhone or a smartphone or anything, so it's, but there's, the technology is simple enough that if you only have to touch the screen two or three times, it makes a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable with it.
Well, thank you once again, talking with Dale Sorensen about Monsanto's Field Scripts program here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show. I'm Jamie Johansson.